Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season two, episode one, and I am your host, Dave Ginsberg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. Yeah, we are in a new season. We've decided to turn this into a seasons podcast, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I just really had no desire to, for you to have to say, you know, episode, you know, 1,253. So I figured that the most you'd have to say is the season number and 52.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not?
No, so I think it's the way to go with this, Dave. And I set up our link and everything to reflect season two episode. Yep. So
yeah, it looks good. So had a good week myself. I actually went to a Chicago White Sox game with my friend Barry. Shout out to Barry for the great seats this week. I'm sitting right behind home plate and happened to meet one of the greatest sportcasters out there in Chicago, David Kaplan. Shout out to him. Appreciate all your kind words. And I think we got you as a listener because you are following us, and we appreciate that on Twitter. So good stuff with David, and we appreciate it. I know Steve, you like him as well. So
I do, Dave. Actually, when you were sitting there with him, I was watching the Cubs game, and I'm thinking, why the hell isn't Cap watching the Cubs game? So
I said the same thing to him. I said, both of us were. Yeah. I was like, we're Cubs fans here. What are you doing here?
Yeah, and that's pretty funny.
And he said that you're wearing a black shirt, so he wasn't sure if I was a Cub fan or not. But but it was just a polo. I couldn't help it. I don't know. So anyway, thanks, Cap. We appreciate it. For those of you who don't know, he's a great Chicago sportscaster. We appreciate it. Anyway, let's move on and make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. Then at the top of the page, you have all the links to ways to listen to us. Got all the bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you're following us on Facebook. Our Facebook group is there as well. And we also post some videos and other items out there as well. On the Amazon Echo, if you want to listen to us, you can ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you will be able to hear the latest episode right on there. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as Steve will post any late day changes or maybe any other picks he might find. We have over 17,000 downloads of our podcasts, and episode 52 was another 450 times. We really appreciate that. We can't thank you enough for listening, for sure. And what we're going to do is review last week, what happened last week. We had a couple of good things going on. We weren't really going to have a horse nugget segment, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And then you handicapped Kentucky Downs, and we just talked about that last week. You saying that it's a tough track, and I was very surprised when you decided to do that. It's going to be a four races, and it's going to be a pick four. So then we'll wrap up. Go ahead and review last week.
Yeah, Dave. So really quickly, four stakes races last week. Two of our top picks ran second, which was really tough, and both of them were, you know, reasonably priced horses. We did have one top three pick winner, though. As you know, we don't really track our pick three winners other than to identify them when they do happen. And we did have the last race in the four race sequence. Our horse paid $10.40. So coming off a really good week of Travers Weekend. Had a little bit of bump in the road there last week at Saratoga with some tough races, 2-year old fillies and, you know, and young horses, which are, you know, pretty unpredictable. I know that in one of the four races, a pretty long priced horse won the race and we ran second. So anyways, Dave, overall, we've handicapped 277 stakes races, most of them graded stakes races, over the course of these 52 podcasts. And we've had 123 top two pick winners. That means that 44% of the time, the winner of these stakes races we've handicapped is found in our top two picks, which continues, and you know, from my experience, to be a pretty good run rate in terms of identifying winning horses.
So before we dig into Kentucky Downs, we talked about this last week and on how tough Kentucky Downs really is. Again, we're not doing a nugget segment here, but I just wanted to, you know, mention that you definitely say it's a very challenging 6-7 day meet. I think it's 7 day meet.
Well, that's
the thing.
That's the half the problem, Dave. They don't race a whole lot of races there, and. Right. And it's not your typical oval configuration. Right. It's more of a European style kind of layout from a turf course standpoint. If you actually get a chance tomorrow to, and I know that you and I are talking about going out to Arlington tomorrow, maybe we'll get a good close look at the track, Dave. But Kentucky Downs, thick, long turf course. I've watched a lot of races from Kentucky Downs, the ones that they've shown. I have an interest. There's a lot of big purses and good jockeys, good trainers. It seems to me like the horses fan out a lot in the stretch, and I'm preferring to be on come from behind horses on that track for whatever reason. And also, I think there's a couple of jockeys that have consistently done well out there in these short meets. Julian LePeru, though Julian seems to struggle in the summertime when he goes out to Saratoga, when he comes back into Kentucky, from a Kentucky Down standpoint, a Keeneland standpoint, a Churchill standpoint, he seems to find live horses and seems to ride them well. Certainly, he's a very proficient turf jockey. And then Florin Giroux also seems to do pretty well at Kentucky Downs. So those, for the listeners and the folks that are handicapping races at Kentucky Downs, not just tomorrow, but also on Sunday and the rest of the days of their meet. There's just a couple guys to look at, and looks like Mike Maker's off to a pretty good start out there. That doesn't surprise me at all. Mike usually does pretty well with turf horses, especially ones running long. Brad Cox is obviously someone to look at, since that's his home court circuit is down there in Kentucky. So I wound up doing a nugget segment on Kentucky Downs.
I didn't
want to do one just because I don't want to claim to have some deep expertise around Kentucky Downs, but there's some interesting races out there tomorrow, and I took a good hard look at these and I think I've come up with some plays that I think the listeners will find interesting.
No, I think it's great. You're up for the challenge, and that's the whole key of handicapping. You're always up for that challenge. You want to challenge yourself to get to the races that you think you can do well with, and these graded stakes races, like you said before, many episodes, is they're challenging. They're tough, and if it was easy, we'd be making lots of money, right?
That's right, Dave. We'd be making more money. We make lots of money. We'd just be making more money. Dave, this is like playing in the big leagues every weekend. Not able to pick spots and, look through a series of races at various tracks and come up with one or two top plays. That's not what I've attempted to do here. What I've attempted to do is tackle the toughest races every weekend, which are those graded stakes races from all over the country, and try to put some of my my thoughts and my expertise out there and make some selections. Yep. So
excellent. Yep. So I did notice before I start here with your races, we starting with the seventh race here at Kentucky Downs. There's a 14% takeout on the pick four. That was something that's pretty good.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is good. And so that. Yes, as our friend Chuck would notice, that's a pretty reasonable takeout for pick fours, which and multi-win race wagers, and so that should encourage people to jump into this pick four pool. So yes,
all right, that's what you've done today. We're doing races 7 through 10, which starts with the seventh race, which is the 14% takeout pick four. And this is the seventh race. It's a mile. It's on, of course, every race here is on the turf. This is a grade three. It's the grade three running of the Kentucky Downs Lady Turf. And it's $500,000 purse, and it's for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Storm the Hill. Storm the Hill is trained by Phil D'Amato. Julian LePeru, previously mentioned, is the jockey. 4-1 in the morning line. This horse had moved into D'Amato's barn, it looks like, a couple of races ago, one right off the move into D'Amato's barn and winning that race at Santa Anita. This horse is coming from the West Coast, Dave, but it looks like D'Amato's got this horse running well, producing a 94 and a 90 buyer speed figure in the last two races. I think the jockey switch here to LePeru, obviously Bejarano wasn't going to come to Kentucky Downs to ride this thing. So LePeru is a pretty logical guy to put up on what I think is going to be a pretty live horse in this seventh race. Le Perroux is doing nothing wrong right now. He's been on 9 horses at Kentucky Downs in this very short meet, has won 3 times, a second and a third. So I don't know, this horse looks like it's got the right profile for me, with the right jockey, with a trainer that does extremely well from a percentage standpoint. I'm going to make Storm the Hill, Dave, the 3 horse, our top selection in the 7th race. Our second selection, Dave, is the 1 horse, going to move to the rail. I'm Betty G. Mike Maker, previously mentioned, is the trainer. Tyler Gaffleona is riding at Kentucky Downs. Tyler's on the horse 7-2 in the morning line. Tyler Gaffleona has got a couple wins and six starts at that Kentucky Downs track. That doesn't surprise me either, since Tyler is a pretty proficient turf rider in Florida, as you and I both know. I did make a note here. This horse does show early speed. I don't see a whole lot of early speed in this race. Wouldn't surprise me if Gaffleona got out on the front end. But as I said, Dave, the visual in my mind of how races play out at Kentucky Downs is the horses usually from out of it have a very good shot at winning the race. But it would not surprise me, based on the connections here of Maker and Gaffleona and speed in the rail, a great turf record. It wouldn't surprise me if this horse went wire to wire, Dave. So let's make the 1 horse. I'm Betty G, our second selection in the 7th race at Kentucky Downs. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 6 horse. And I'm going to take a Dave Ginsburg shot at this. Passe du Cise, which I think is the way that you might say this in France, is our third selection. Jorge Abreu is the trainer, and Flavian Pratt is in to ride this horse. This horse also does seem to be able to lay pretty close to the pace. And as I said, Dave, I didn't think there was a whole lot of pace in this race. It wouldn't surprise me if this 6 horse is just sitting outside of the 1 horse. Was on a soft racetrack the last time out at Saratoga. Raced pretty well. Seems like it likes either the soft or the firmer going, doesn't really matter. Pretty lightly raced, came over here, it looks like, from France. And so I probably was right with the French pronunciation of the name. Pratt's top turf jockey, Dave. Very good out in California. So I think this is the right horse at the right price, Dave, to put in as our third and final selection in this 7th race at Kentucky Downs on Saturday. So our selections, Dave, race 7, Kentucky Downs, Saturday, are 3, 1, 6.
Okay. I also forgot to mention there is a pick 3 available for races 7-9. So going on to the 8th race, and I missed my form here. 8th race is 6.5 furlongs, of course, on the turf. It's grade 3. It's the Kentucky Downs Lady Sprint. It's $450,000. It is a start of another pick 3 from races 8 to 10. And it's a fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is Lull, who we have given out as a top selection before. Christoff Clement trains BJ Hernandez, the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Will probably go off as the favorite. Source is a beaten favorite the last time out at Woodbine. This horse is second off a layoff. Clements put 1 horse on the racetrack at Kentucky Downs and won with it. But the big thing for me is, I'm a believer in horses for courses. This horse is 2-for-2 at Kentucky Downs, as you can see. And, by the way, that one of those winners was with BJ Hernandez as the jockey on September 9th last year, actually right around this time frame last year.
Yeah.
We're going to make the 6 horse, Dave, Lull, our top selection in this 8th race. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Brielle's Appeal. Albert Stahl, trainer, Sean Bridgemahan, jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse is another horse on the rail with speed. And even though this race is a stake sprint, I didn't find a whole lot of what I would call very much, that fast breaking kind of early speed. There certainly is speed in every sprint race, whether it be on the turf or the dirt. Usually horses with speed show up, but this horse could be lone speed, could have the lead by herself. So to me, I always like those scenarios where we might be able to get lone speed. You can see that both in those races at Fairgrounds and Keeneland and earlier in the year this year, this horse got the lead and just drew off in both those races. This horse does have a win over the racetrack. And as I said, this is kind of a quirky track. So I'm always looking for horses that might have done well on this surface. Can't explain what happened in that last race day. This horse had a pretty nice run going there and then kind of threw a clunker in, though I have circled the fact that that turf course was soft at Saratoga that day. So maybe that was the difference. Looks like maybe this horse might like the firmer course. Though if you look at the Keeneland race, it went on a soft turf course at Keeneland. So, I'm not really too sure what happened there at Saratoga, other than I know they took a lot of rain there all summer and that, it might have been, the soft of the soft in terms of turf courses, out there. So, but we're going to make the one horse, Dave, Brielle's Appeal, our second selection in this eighth race. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horse Spelker. Spelker is trained by Wesley Ward. Julian Garcia is the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. For me, Wesley Ward, Garcia hook up. They're 41%. If you look down on the lower right hand of what this jockey and trainer combination does, they are 41% as a combination. Yeah. Pretty good. Second off a layoff. Horse has a bullet workout at Keeneland the last time on August 23rd. Hard for me to leave Wesley Ward out in these turf sprint races, no matter what racetrack they're on. So let's make the two horse Dave Spelker our third and final selection in this eighth race at Keeneland. So to summarize, Dave, race eight, Keeneland, our selections are 6, 1, and 2.
All right. Sounds like the pooch is barking too.
Yeah, it might. Somebody must be coming to the door, Dave. So the beauties of doing podcasts at home.
No, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm moving on to the ninth race. Ninth race is 6.5 furlongs, of course, on the turf. It's a grade 3. It's the Kentucky Downs Turf Sprint. And it's $500,000. And it's for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection this race is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is VC. Mike Maker trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. Mm-hmm. Here's what's interesting to me. This horse has already raced the Kentucky Downs.
I see that. And it won.
Out of the 12 hole in a 12 horse field at 6.5 furlongs. So Maker returns this horse right back in at Kentucky Downs.
4 days rest?
Yeah.
Five days rest?
And he's 17% when he makes that move. So it's not like he hasn't done that before and he hasn't been successful with it.
Yeah.
He's also at 17% coming right back when his horses have won. Obviously, this horse, he claimed this horse on June 10th and third off the claim. He won at Kentucky Downs with this horse. And so he's bringing this horse right back to try to catch a big purse.
Yep.
He's 24% when he puts Ortiz up, though it seems like Gaff Leon is out there. This just makes a lot of sense. Top trainer. Top jockey turning a horse back after 7 days, winning out of the 12 hole. He must think this horse is right. So I'm going to take the 3-horse Dave VC as our top selection in race 9 at Kentucky Downs. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Blind Ambition. Blind Ambition is trained by Todd Pletcher, Luis Saez. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line. I have underlined a number of sub 12-second eighths of a mile, so I know this horse has the kind of burst that I like, especially in horses that have that closing burst. In fact, there's a couple of races I've circled here where he has multiple sub 12-second eighths of a mile. This horse is a 4-year-old colt, so you know that I like horses in their 4-year-old season. This horse has got a nice turf record, 11 starts, 4 wins, and a second. Pletcher Saez, 4-year-old colt, $400,000 buy. Makes sense to me. Got the right buyer speed figures to win a race like this. Let's make the 5-horse, Dave, Blind Ambition, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, excuse me, is going to be the 7-horse White Flag. White Flag is trained by Christophe Clement. Joel Rosario is the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has been on the turf 9 times in his career, 1-4, ran second once, third 3 times. So 8 out of the 9 times in the money, has produced a 98 buyer speed figure on the turf. This horse is out of Warfront, who's one of my favorite turf sires. This jockey trainer combination is 25% with a pretty good sample size. 129 times Clement and Rosario have gotten together and they've won, which is impressive to me. Trainer does really well with horses that he's brought back within 31 to 60 days, 24%. And so, like I said, Dave, this horse makes sense. I wouldn't even be surprised if this horse won the race. So let's make the 7-horse, Dave, White Flag, our third and final selection in this 9th race at Kentucky Downs on Saturday. So to summarize, race 9, Kentucky Downs, Saturday. Our selections, Dave, are going to be 3, 5, and 7.
Okay. And then on this, then we have the 10th race. 10th race is the wrap-up of the card for that day. It's a long distance, 1.5 miles, and of course, on the turf, and it's Grade 3. It's the Calumet Farm Kentucky Turf Cup, $750,000, and it's for 3-year-olds and upward.
Give us your picks. Yeah, Dave, so our top selection in this race is going to be Arklo, the 8-horse. Brad Cox trains Florent Giroux, the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I have a tendency, once when I really like horses and you know, I, as you know, I take my pen and I circle stuff on my iPad, and the more things I circle, it winds up being, those are the horses I like the best.
Yep.
And I have so many things circled on Arklo. 4-year-old colt, Brad Cox is the trainer. This horse is third off a layoff. When Giroux and Cox get together, they're a 35% combination. This horse has got 9 starts on the turf, has won 4 times, has run second one of the other times. Dave, this horse on May 6th of last year in 2017, if you recall, was 15-1 with Mike Smith, and we had it as a single in the pick four that we hit with Always Dreaming.
Oh, that's right.
Which was our single biggest score together.
Yes, it was.
In betting horses. And so I like to come back on horses that have won for me before. This horse is third off a layoff. The price looks juicy. And so we're going to make the 8-horse, Dave, Arklo, our top selection in the 10th race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, I almost made this horse the top pick usually what I do is I go through the card. I go through the races, I check and mark some stuff that I want to remember, and then I come back and I look again and I check some more stuff, and then I usually take one more look and go in deep, and it wasn't until the third look that I decided to make Arklo my top selection, because this 4-horse bigger picture, who is my second selection, Mike Maker Training, Tyler Gaffleone, the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. I almost made this horse my top pick. This horse was in the Grade 1 Sword Dancer last time out. This horse, we selected this horse in the Sword Dancer, by the way. And I liked this horse because I thought those sub 12-second eighths of a mile this horse has produced in its past performances might serve this horse well in a very long marathon type turf race where horses kind of bunch and then they kind of sprint to the finish line. So I'm going to give this horse another chance, Dave. Kind of fell off a little bit from a buyer speed figure standpoint the last time. I'm hoping for a bounce back here. So we're going to make the 4-horse, Dave, bigger picture, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9-horse. The 9-horse is Soglio. Maker trains this horse as well. Luis Saez, the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I've given some really nice price horses in this race. Yeah. This horse is third off a layoff. This horse probably bounced the last time. I threw that 100 buyer speed figure at Arlington and then came to Saratoga and threw in a 92. So that was probably a bounce off that top buyer lifetime buyer speed figure. You know that I like to play horses off the bounce because usually they'll come back and produce a figure pretty similar to the bigger figure. Another 4-year-old, nice turf record. like third off the layoff. I like that bounce factor that I like to use, that comeback off the bounce. We get Maker again on a distance turf race, which is what he excels in, and we get 12-1 on the morning line. So we make the 9-horse Soglio our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, Kentucky Downs race 10 on Saturday, our selections are going to be 8, 4, and 9.
All right. 4 great races at Kentucky Downs. Let's hope we have some big wins tomorrow. And definitely it's going to be a challenge, but we're up for it. So let's hope for the best here and some good big wins. All right. So let's wrap this up. Again, visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And there you get all the links to get to us. Follow us on Twitter. Very important. We make lots of picks and information on there. It's Off the Charts HR. Any updates, race day changes, other picks. And if you have any questions, you want to send us email, we have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, just good luck to everyone. It's a tough track. But the good news is, boy, if you can find some price plays, you really cash some nice tickets tomorrow. And I'm certainly going to take a run at these races tomorrow.
Yep, we'll have some fun. So anyway, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.